Hello and welcome to Planet Homemaking Podcast. I'm your host Epifanio and this is episode 818. And today we continue looking into the gift and city of Jinky 55, which is freedom. Today we're gonna continue on what we started yesterday about future technology and the new science of synthesis. As we looked into that episode yesterday, the science of synthesis is really just the entry point into what's really going to be called, or what it really is, the science of oneness, and it's not a new science. And we were talking about the realization of the scientific discovery of the soul, and that really triggers that beginning, right? So we're going to be talking about the science of oneness today and sacred geometry and how everything is organized in if we're talking about physical reality within this womb of this multiverse of time, how everything is geometrically organized originally in consciousness as a blueprint, and then spreads out through all reality as a holographic reality that unfolds into physicality and reconfigures all the specific order of subatomic structures that give birth to the physical world as we know it. But it is also holographic in other layers of reality, right? So, and then we were talking about yesterday how this concept of synthesis in its core includes separation. Because in order for something to come together, it means that it's apart, right? And it is all at its very core an illusion, because there's never been a separation of anything. There's nothing but one thing here going on. So it's, and it is semantics, obviously, you know, as I always talk about, language is incredibly useless. Words, and you know, the way we communicate is ridiculously retarded. And so everybody communicates something, and we don't truly know what the meaning is unless we're having that conversation one-on-one. And even then, that's when people get into fights and shit. But unless you're truly open and listening and paying attention with your entire biomachine and your consciousness, then you can actually understand the meaning of the words that people use, because we all use words and we all give different meanings to words. And so I want to be as specific as possible with the use of these words. And so the new science is not going to be a science of synthesis. And this is something that Richard Roth talks a lot about in this Jinky's work. About synthesis and syntropy and synarchy and all of that stuff. That is just the door. That is just a word used, or those words used, to the kind of a conflagration, right? A meeting of all these elements coming together. And so he's talking about the meeting of separation, you know, returning to wholeness or oneness, right? Which in consciousness, ultimately, it doesn't exist, because there's never been a separation among anything. The more we keep observing separation, the more we keep perpetuating separation. So if we want to conflagrate something, if we want to make a synthesis, a synarchy, a syntropy of something, we are just head-tripping. It's just really mental masturbation, because there is no separation among anything. The more we keep, and this is the beautiful part of it, because we were talking about yesterday about the one who thinks is the personality, right? The body, mind, consciousness. So who is trying to put stuff together is the personality. We don't do that. And we also talked about yesterday that the future of our species, in terms of eventually becoming a science, right? It's no longer going to be thinking, but it is going to be knowing. It's the certainty of the download directly from you know, the Akash, right? The repository of all information. Everywhere you put your attention, there is truth. Truth, 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 truth. And then you download and then you manifest a timeline, right? So there's no longer this fight to prove competition and all that stuff, because it's just about choosing timelines. You want to choose another timeline and then, you know, live in this, you know, idea that the world is coming together, you know, be my guest. But what you're going to experience in that reality is the world coming together. Oh, it just keeps going, but it never comes together. You see what I'm saying? Because once it comes together, if we're using kind of that flawed way of, not flawed is not the right word, but that limited way of expressing, because language in itself is limited in itself. So we're using a limited way to try to express something that goes beyond language. So if something comes together, right, once it's together, then it's, you know, it's always that. It's not going to be something that's going to become something else, right? Or that it has ever been anything else. So when we're talking about the new science of synthesis, we're talking about just the door from which the awareness is changed, or the positioning of the prevalent positioning of the attention. Where are we putting the attention? Where do we have the attention? And so what I see is just the realization of what's always been, which is oneness. There is nothing but oneness when we observe and we allow our attention to be hijacked by the personality. The personality is going to be observing stuff coming together. Oh, we're, you know, all of these sciences coming together. Oh, all of these people and, you know, getting along, right? But the funny thing is that in experience, when you actually have the physical experience of that, it's never that. You're trying to make something from a place of thinking. You're trying to do something, right? That it's very core. It's an illusion. It's a fantasy, right? It doesn't exist, because there's only one thing. So if we're trying to portray something that doesn't exist, we're living in an illusion. The illusion of, you know, future utopia, the illusion of future peace, right? The illusion of, you know, the coming together of the people. All of that stuff is the Maya. All of that stuff is the head trip. All of that stuff is where we get stuck. Because when we show up, instead of seeing the oneness, we're trying to make it work. And, you know, I mean, this is backed by physical experience. Go try to, you know, go live in a hippie commune right now. Go try to go into in a corporation, right? And get into the corporate culture, right? Try to live in any country. This is the same shit that's been happening throughout history. People trying to get along. Right? And that is at its very core. And I'm going to say it, it's a flawed premise. Because the more you're trying to get together, the more you're repeating that same process of trying to get together. Your attention is on trying to get along, trying to get together, trying. Right? Or you could even take it to the next level where Richard has taken it, you know. You are the synthesis. Now it has come together. Right? But that is just the entry point, because once it's, you know, you could use that as a concept, right? And say, okay, it has come together. But what has come together? Has it come together? No. Because all of that was a mirage. There was never a separation from the very beginning. So when you position your attention in the oneness that is and has always been and will always be, because there's no time in consciousness and oneness itself, you bypass all of these head trips and bullshit, and years of trying to fucking figure out all this shit, and then I tried to get along with another one and trying to put it together and build utopia and make this, you know, things that ended up turning polyamorous hippie communes. We're coming together now. Oh, I hate you because you're going with that one and I like that one. Blah, 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 blah. Unga, unga, unga. It's fantastic. It's important that we laugh about this stuff because this is the shit that the personality does, right? It invents these stories, these movies, right? And then we leave it and we're stuck in loops. There are traps of consciousness. There is only the positioning of attention. Where do you put your attention? Do you put your attention in separation? Do you put your attention in, you know, coming together? Do you put your attention in the synthesis of all these sources coming together? Or you just put your attention in the oneness that is? That is and has always been. There is no separation. Now, who's watching at the separation? The personality, right? Now, what does all of that has to do with science, right? This is the science of oneness. And it's going to happen as we discover, as people figure out the scientific evidence of the human soul. And it's going to unfold and we're going to begin understanding how sacred geometry builds all the building blocks of reality. And it has always been. And that's the core of everything. So that changes everything, right, at this very core. So we're going to be diving into all of that, but if you're new to the podcast and you don't know what we're talking about here, you want to go to jorn.tv, that's J-O-U-R-N.tv, that's the homepage of the podcast. At the bottom, there's a black menu with five links. One of them says Jinkies. Click on that one, and that will take you to episode 256. Listen to that episode. And I'll get you started with what we're doing here. We're learning how to use this tool, these gene keys, to position our attention on specific areas of the Akash or God or consciousness itself or the universe or your higher self or Jesus or Buddha, whatever you want to call it. I don't care, right? Positioning your attention in the core, right? And download information relevant and specific to your life right now. And we have 64 ways to do this, and it's basically at its very core, how do we make conscious the unconscious? How do we understand our misunderstandings of reality that are running processes in our unconscious, creating loops in our reality from which we say, well, how the fuck do I get out of here? This shit keeps happening over and over again. I'm stuck in drama. I'm stuck in this thing, this and this and this, right? And so, but we understand that these are interconnected through the entire multiverse. So these are what we call building blocks of reality, conscious building blocks of consciousness that build reality. And so when we understand how reality is built at its very core by consciousness and a blueprint of consciousness, then we can understand change. And then we are no longer afraid of change, right? We might still get the heebie-jeebies and the butterflies in the belly, but we're not, you know, like completely like opposed to change. And that is the, you know, the fallacy of our lives, because there is nothing but change. Change is life. So to not flow with change is, you know, literally being sick. And so as we don't understand and we don't flow with change itself, then we are deceased and ultimately we die, right? But all of that information is there on that page, episode 256. And you'll see a link there that says click here to get your own free personalized hologenetic profile. Click on that link. That'll take you to the Jinkies website where you can download this map. And this is how we're using these points of contemplation to download specific information directly that is relevant to your life, particularly, right? Because and this is the thing, you know, we cannot generalize life. We cannot homogenize people's lives. Everyone is a different point of perspective of the divine light of creation, of the consciousness of God itself, right? We're all looking and experiencing life from different angles. So there is no such thing as one size fits all. This is a personal journey. Every one of us, we are the main character of our life, the protagonist. And so when you're the protagonist, this is your life. And so so there's no mold, there is no pattern made for your journey. But there are tools that we can use to build our own patterns, just like you use paper and scissors to make your patterns so that you can make the patterns so that you can cut the different pieces of clothes so that you can make clothes, right? And these patterns work this way or that way, and then you adjust them, right? Because the tailor comes and say, well, your hips are different than the length of your legs and, your waist. And so you're going to take those patterns, but then later on, you're going to adjust them. And so that's basically what we're doing here. So all of that information is there with episode 256. And if you want to learn more about me, about Planet Homemaking, about Jorn.tv, about Pearl Planet, about Pioneers of the Great Awakening, all these brands, click on the About tab and listen to episode 1. All of that information is there. Our goal here with this, all of these brands, is to help lay out the blueprint for a real civilization. And we don't have a real civilization. We have shit. It's true. And this is what it is. All of our systems are shit in this reality. They're all shit. And they need to be flushed down that toilet because none of it works. People are incredibly unhappy in every aspect of their lives. And you get little glimpses of pleasure and every now and then here, and that's about it. Like a little high, A lot of people are high on drugs and on all kinds just to be able to cope with the dysfunctionality of the systems or the organization of all these systems of this reality. And so it's not real. The planet is real. Nature is real. You are real. Your relationships are real. Your creations are real before they get absorbed by what we call the hierarchical matrix system, which is what is a world shadow, right? It's fueled by our internal shadows. Our misunderstandings of reality fuel the broader world misunderstanding of reality. And so we have shit. But we are at a beautiful time, the time to flush the toilet of the world, and we are right there right now. And we're flushing, and it's going down the drain, and it's beautiful. And what's happening is that people are realizing the fakeness of the world. And it's beautiful because we had its pinnacle, right, with this woke culture that started to, make it a stamp to be fake, right? And it's beautiful because it's literally going down the drain now. Nobody wants that stuff. It's like, okay, let's just move on from that one. That was like, a bad haircut. And it's beautiful to see. And that's just a microcosm of the macrocosm of usually at its very core. And I always talk about it. Its very core is the work that we do here as, the children of God. Our work here is to heal our sacred wound. I am not good enough. I am not worthy of love. And that's what we're all doing ultimately. And we're evolving right now. And then we're looking into this very specific Gene Key 55, which really deals with the big movement, right, of our change as a civilization from being a fucking victim and to realize that we are free now, not when the world shadow or fake reality collapses. But because we realize we are free now, the world, the house of cards, right? All of the financial systems, economic systems, government systems, education systems, the corporation systems, all of the systems that worked on hydraulic despotism, right? Because there is no infinite, resources, there's limited resources, there's not enough for everybody. Oh, we gotta, control the supply and demand. It's all bullshit. Whole thing is a game invented coming directly from fear, right? I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of love. You look at the sun, the fucking sun It's illuminating the entire solar system with infinite light. I mean, talk about abundance. We don't have enough energy. Oh, boop, 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 boop. I mean, it's like, I could go on and on for that one, right? But that's, you know, all of that information is there on the About page. Check it out. But let's dive into this, kind of second part of future technology and the new science of synthesis, which I decided to rename it the science of oneness and sacred geometry, because we're going to be talking about the organization of everything at a geometrical level, sacred geometry, how the hologram of reality is unfolded throughout all of reality, right? And it is, it's one thing. You can look at a tetrahedron or something, you know, and you say, well, there's a side here and then there's another side here. But it's one thing. You look at a triangle and say, well, there's a line here on the right and a line here on the left and one at the bottom. But it's one thing. And that's kind of how we've been living life, saying, well, you're the line of the right, I'm the line of the left, you know, the... You know, when you're talking about politics, right, there's the left and the right. Well, they're both wings of the same bird. Without conservatives, we don't have that foundation, that grounding, that fucking, those roots that are not going to be, you know, so the tree's not going to be blown by a strong fucking hurricane. But without liberalism, you know, without being liberal, you're not going anywhere. You're just going to sit there for a fucking eternity. Now, if there's too much of one side, the whole thing loses balance. You know, too much fucking liberalism, your shit falls out of your face. And now you are, what the fuck are you? Who knows what these motherfuckers are anymore? They lose the ground. And you, when you lose your ground, you lose your mind and you lose your place in life. And you know, that's an example, right? But, so it's balance. It's this sacred harmony, right? That's why it's sacred geometry. So we're gonna go into what Richard Rohr's talking about is, and I'm gonna give you, you know, all of my feedback into that, right? So the central axis of all future logical systems involved in this new synthesis is sacred geometry. I'm gonna rewrite that sentence, right? Because it's not the future, baby. It's happening now. This is the foundation of the universe. The axis, not only logical, and we're not going to be talking about logic here. The axis of all systems, is sacred geometry. So I got rid of, you know, all of these other words that don't belong there. The axis. Sacred geometry is how consciousness spreads throughout all of reality. How everything is designed to fit everywhere. From consciousness in all the levels of reality, in all the planes of existence, in all reality. All the way to physical reality and the organization of subatomic structures. So, and it is happening now. It's not the future. What he's talking about here is how we're going to, you know, humanity is going to realize that what is, right? So geometry is the central organizing model that allows the human mind to correlate all patterns within the holographic universe. And let's rewrite that thing. So geometry is the central organizing model, right, of the holographic universe. And when we allow our attention to look into what is, right, we are going to we actually realize the patterns, right? But we get rid of this human mind consciousness here, because when he's saying human mind, what he really means is the body mind consciousness. What it really is the personality, the thinking mind. We are not the thinking mind. That's what the personality does, right? So basically he's saying the personality is going to come to a place where it's going to be the proper horse, the proper vehicle for consciousness. And it's going to operate now. It's going to operate from this place of understanding the patterns, the layout, and the interconnectedness of all of reality. So it's going to properly function as the computer that it's supposed to be, instead of, you know, trying to ride us. So, for example, it is now being shown in advanced physics that the geometry of the 64 is not only present within the tetrahedral structure of DNA, but also underpins space-time itself, as well as being the foundation of music. I don't know if the foundation of music, I'd have to look more into that. But 64 is really just 8. It's 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, right? We're talking about an order of configuration of geometry, right, in the universe. So it's 64, you could say 64, because that's, you know, we're looking at it at the DNA level, right? And the I Ching people came up with 64, you know, changes, right? So, but it depends from where you're looking at this thing. It's 8 at its very core. And what is 8 really? It's 7 plus 1, which is the repetition. If we're looking at music, we got 7 notes, and then we got the octave, which is going back to the beginning. So the 8 is really the it's the next level. And it's important, very important, that we include the next level, because when we're talking about fractals, the fractal is the repetition, right? It goes inward. And if you want an example of this, look for the Mandelbrot fractal. And you can see these. They've actually done the geometry in computers so that you can see this thing expanding for all eternity, outward and inward. So it's important that we have the music, but we also have that repetition at a higher octave. And it almost sounds like it's another note, but it isn't. It's the same note, but now it's vibrating at a higher frequency. If we only had the 7, we wouldn't be going anywhere. You could say, well, now you got to repeat the 7 on the higher octave, and now you have a different thing. But it's already opening the door for the future, right? With that higher frequency, if you consider it as 8, right? The 7 notes and the octave. And then you can go into, you know, if you want to have the Indian scale, you can go into this, you know, subdivisions of within the note and make it longer and all that stuff. But you know, at its very core, we're talking about geometry. So everything is possible. And not only that, but when we're talking about different configurations of reality, this 64 can even shift. So we're not even attached, and do not be attached to this, because this is how fucking dogma is made. Oh, the 64, the 128, the 256, the 32, blah, 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 blah. What if there's another universe where there's, you know, 5? Or, and then multiples of 5. Or 11, and then multiples of 11. Right? Everything, all potentials, all consciousnesses simultaneously, when we open our consciousness, what kind of universes can be created out of different configurations of geometry. At its very core, in this reality, we have this pattern, right? So before you change the rules, learn them, and then you can change them. You know, if you're studying how to write, you're studying how to, you know, make movies or how to, whatever, learn how it's made so that you understand how everything's seeing it, and then change it. You know, you want to change the fabric of reality, create another multiverse. It's all about positioning your attention. It's not that it's going to change anybody else's reality, because remember, we're just shifting parallel universes. At this point, we have learned we're not here to change anyone's minds about anything. We're here to open our consciousness to the infinite. And when we do that, we shift parallel universes. And then we talk about it, you know, and whoever can listen, great. You know, and they'll pick up whatever, and then they'll build their own, you know, vehicle for then, you know, shifting timelines or parallel universes, right? And now they're in another parallel universe. but they of their making. You know, you have two choices here. Either you make your life, you make decisions that guide you through your life in infinite possibilities or limited possibilities, or you believe what somebody else tells you, and then you end up in a limited reality. If I'm going to believe what somebody else tells me, I might as well believe in unlimitedness, right? Because then I have options. I don't want to corner myself into, when you're painting the floor, you don't want to be cornering yourself and now how the fuck you get out of there, right? You want to paint towards the door so that you can open the door and get out of there. So, So with the help of advanced computer technology, we can now generate highly complex models of our universe using the laws of fractal geometry. That's what I was talking about here early. We can actually start seeing this thing. And the brain can do that by itself. We just, you know, we haven't really been using it for a long time. So using this geometry, it will become possible to unify all the sciences and arts into a single integrated cohesive whole. And that is a very good, you know, practical way of seeing how this is going to happen. Understanding that everything is interconnected by fractals, right? And then ultimately, this is going to be very exciting because it's going to be like that osteopathic doctor, right? That is looking at the entire body as one thing, right? And Wikipedia calls it pseudoscience, right? Because it's not going to, you know, along with the fucking narrative of, you know, buy more fucking prescription medicines that are going to give you more side effects so that I can sell you more shit, right? And you start seeing, look at the receipts. You want to find the truth about what's going on? Follow the money. Where does the money goes? And you will find out what's actually going on. At a physical, very ridiculous, stupid level, right? But the money. Follow the money. So, but it's beautiful to actually contemplate how all of sciences and arts, we can actually have this. And there's been some places where, some colleges where they've been kind of attempting to do this, kind of putting it all together. They're still looking at it from a very logical, is not right, a very mental way, right? From the personality, but when we're just, you know, from the solar plexus grounded into the body and open that third seal, moving the energy to the fourth and hopefully even to the fifth seal, right? Now the energy coming from the heart, it's truly what makes us, you know, now we're grounded, we're in the body, the heart is open. And when we're in that place, oh my God, it's a whole other level. A whole other level, right? And so when we're coming from that place, then we can actually see the fractals and the geometry that connects and interconnects. And we can actually see these at a holographic level. We can even see it at its very core, how geometry builds reality in harmony. And we start seeing music coming together with science, with quantum physics, with physics, right? And plasma physics. And we're going to start seeing chemistry and geology and, you know, genetics and everything coming together because we're no longer head tripping out there trying to fucking understand the particles. We're not, you know, wild goose chase going nowhere. We're actually understanding how everything actually works, and it has always been like that, but now we're becoming aware and we're capable of understanding and integrating it. We're looking at it from a place of oneness, right? And that geometry makes sense. And so you know, this is going to be unfolding, you know, little by little as we become more aware of how all of this works. So such a synthesis can only be made possible through mass collaboration across a wide variety of fields of expertise. And that's kind of a little bit very superficial way of saying it, right? The synthesis happens because of the change within the individual. You know, he's looking at the point of kind of making things happen. And it doesn't work like that. And I always talk about this. When you're trying to build things, they always go to shit. It's not about that. It's about becoming the frequency vibration. You are vibrating that truth, right? And because you are that, organically, your attention goes somewhere. It is somewhere. And your natural inner drive drives you forward. And you're expressing and you're expanding and you're magnetizing. And then organically, the connections happen. This is when we're talking about building or helping lay out the blueprint for a real civilization. This is why it's so important. We're not here to make shit. We're here to vibrate a high frequency from which organically from within you, you naturally have that drive to move forward. And then when you do, it's just an extension of the hand, just like, you know, you don't think when you want a glass of water, you just grab it, right? It's organic because it's one, the thought and the action is connected. The water is there. Or you stand up and you get the water. You're not fearing, oh my God, am I going to get my water? You know, maybe if you live in a place where there's no water, that's a freaky situation. But, you know, if there's water on the fridge or on the tap, right, you just go get it. Or the same thing. Or if you're going to speak a word, because now you know how to speak, you just say it, right? Unless you're in situations where whatever saying something is dangerous because they're going to crucify you. Well, that's a whole other level. That's a whole other thing. But anyway, this isn't about, and so when he's saying this synthesis can only be made possible through mass collaboration across a wide variety of fields of expertise. No. This is very, very superficial, very kind of very surface way of talking about this. This happens afterwards because there was a foundation in truth. The grid is laid out with high frequency at an internal individual level. The point of attention of the light of creation is flowing through the individual organically. And so whatever that individual does, if it farts, that fart is going to, it's going to be, you know, organic. It's going to be an organic fart. It's going to belong where it belongs. It's going to be right on, right? But if you try to make stuff without being that frequency, that's when we get into the problems that we've had in the past. Now, we do have an assistance. Now, we are the entire planet. It's already traveling through the photon belt. So the frequency is rising. The body is mutating. So it's not like, you know, we got to like do this super heavy lifting of, you know, of just becoming that, you know, inner natural inner drive, right? We do have assistance, so it's not as hard. And that's exactly what we're talking about here with this 55th jinky, right? So with our awareness opening up within the solar plexus, the new physics will set off in a completely new direction. So what he's really talking about, I'm translating in kind of by language, you know, the energy, the third seal is opening. We're gaining a balance within the male-female polarities within us. And that is kind of like the combination of the lock that opens the valve for the energy to move to the fourth seal. Right? The stuff doesn't happen on the third. The third grounds you. The third, the solar plexus coordinates the simultaneous workings of all the systems of energy within the body so that it's grounded, so that it begins to operate organically. But it is only physical, right? The energy needs to go to the fourth in for us to actually make that leap in consciousness. The consciousness is actually, it's more like the consciousness leap is happening, and that's why the energy is going up, right? And so the energy goes up, then everything starts working, right? But the connection comes from the heart. Without the heart, there is no gonna, because the heart connects with the head. and the head connects with the gut. It's all one organism. We're not going to be operating from the solar plexus. That is, it's very, very superficial, very, very, it's just looking at it from one dimension, right? You need to understand that we're multidimensional. So every single part, not just of the physical body, but of other bodies, our bodies, everything is interconnected. And everything has a place within this incredible spiritual machinery that awakens our civilization, right? So it's gonna we're gonna have a new understanding of physics, right? And that is beautiful. So our most bountiful natural resources, the sun, and it will become the true source of our energy. No, the sun is already the source of our energy. Because the plants are growing, because we get vitamin D. Without sun, we'd be green, right? Energy, everything comes. Where do you think you eat that cow? The cow eats the grass. And how does the grass grow? Because it gets sun. Sun, you're basically eating sun. You eat the grass, the cow eats the grass, you eat the cow, and now you are sun. So the sun is our source of energy. But he's talking about in terms of supplying, you know, the infrastructure of the world, right? Cars and everything. So I think that's, you know, that's a kind of like a space in between, a place, a jumping point. We are going to, it's going to be a placeholder. And it is already a placeholder. And it's going to evolve, in my opinion, from solar panels to solar forms. And it is already happening. I don't think it's going to last too long. It's probably going to be a few decades of that stuff. But it's going to be incredibly useful because these solar forms are incredible. And it's going to get us back into the nature, right? Because what they do is they harvest through mirrors. They harvest the energy of the sun and they funnel it and they store it in rock. So now we're going back to nature, which is the most advanced technology that it's in this planet. You know, it's not fucking artificial intelligence. It's the goddamn rocks and the trees. I'm sorry, goddamn, it's a bad way. It's the beautiful, gorgeous, awesome rocks, right? And the trees and nature. It is the most advanced technology, our bodies, right? So I think that'll be, because it's incredible when you actually see how this works. They store the energy of the sun in rock, and then they transform that heat into anything you want. You can transform it into electricity. You can transform it into hydrogen. And then, you know, you can have hydrogen be distributed and run everything on hydrogen. Probably the most useful thing at that point would be to put it in some of kind of like a Tesla wireless distribution of electricity worldwide. But Tesla already was saying you don't even need to get it from the sun because it's already here. So that's where I'm going. I think eventually we're not even going to need to do any of that stuff. Where we're going, we're just going to learn how to figure out to take it directly from the field because it's already here. Unlimited energy. And we talk about that in a few past podcast when we're talking about the power of the atomic bomb, right? Imagine that's inside of the atom, right? So in the hologram of the universe, the reawakening of our own inner sun in the solar plexus will have its reflection in our technology. Now he's talking about metaphor and you know, okay. I think my personal see the sun, ultimately it's what happens with that light. And what happens with the light is that planet Earth, all of the greenery we have here, pretty much we live because of the sun. Without the sun, this planet would be a frozen planet and there would be no life. Maybe inside, when it's warm, you know, some of these planets actually, they're cold on the outside, but they have there's all different combinations of possibilities. There's molten cores, there's There's inner suns, there's, you know, convexes, Earth, and on the inside, planets, a lot of very advanced civilization. Most of the advanced civilization lives inside of the planet, so they're protected from whatever happens on the outside. But, yeah, all of that stuff, it's because we have that energy, right? So, but at the very core, inside, the way that I see it is the heart. It's love, because now you've balanced male-female polarity, and now what happens? In the heart, in the truth of love, there is no polarity. There is no, I like you today, but I don't like you tomorrow. You know, I love God within everything, because it is everything, right? And I make fun of the personality, right? Because the personality is a moron. My personality, everybody's personality is a moron. Right, because it's a monkey, it's a child, right, and in a bad way, not in a good way. And what I'm talking about is, as evolution, the personalities, is, you know, we've had to have this evolutionary past where the personality has been there running the show for so long, but it's incredibly ignorant, right? And so you make fun of the ignorance, but eventually it's growing up to become what it's meant to be, which is the proper temple of God, right? The vehicle for consciousness. And eventually this personality is going to become that. That's how we return to our galactic family, and we go back to the galactic community. These are adults out there that are actually, they're properly writing their biomachines instead of their biomachines writing them. And that's how we return to the galactic society, right? So in the hologram of the universe, the reawakening of our inner sun in the solar plexus will have its reflection in our technology. And I do believe that, obviously, I would use different words, but it is our awakening of consciousness, our realization of oneness affects everything. Of course, it's going to affect the technology. It is a universal law that our external findings mirror our inner development. I couldn't agree much more with Richard. When we work on ourselves, the world outside, it's the physical, literal reconfiguration of physical reality that mirrors magnetically what's going on inside. And that's why we are all existing on our each one of us exists on in our own universe. So that's why you have your own timeline. You are existing in your own little parallel universe. And it's not little, it's the entire multiverse, right? But it is just attention. Cause the vat of reality, right? It reconfigures specifically for you at every single moment of your life. You go through your life, you suddenly, you know, have this weird energy and weird shit starts happening. Suddenly what you think is weird shit is actually not. We need to learn to see beyond what's evident, to see, you know, to the inner workings of reality, realize that there's gifts of life and God that you get all of the time. And sometimes, a lot of the times they come harsh because we're not really used to change. But as we evolve, we're going to become naturally in a state of flow, and where we are no longer afraid we're afraid because we don't understand what the fuck is going on. That is, you know, fear goes away when you understand how a system works. When you're thrust into the pan and now you're burning your ass, you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Everybody's beating each other. What the fuck? That's why we're afraid. But if we can understand what is happening and why is happening, then you go like, oh, there's the edge of the pan. All I have to do is just jump out of here. And now you're out of the pan. And you're still, you know, standing on the in a stove, but now you're not burning your ass. You're like, oh, well, you know, if you land on that one and do that one like that, you're going to burn your ass. But you don't have to, right, when you understand what's going on. So that changes everything. So as we transcend the very structure of our own DNA, as the biomachine reconfigures the organization of the DNA because it's matching its frequency as we are evolving in consciousness, right? We will break free from the gravitational pull of the lower frequencies. And that's very interesting when he's saying that. Breaking free from a gravitational pull, that is something pretty epic. When we understand, when we look at the shadows, our darkness as gravitational pulls, wow, that is something, a gravitational pull. And that makes sense because it feels like gravity. You're like, fuck, man, I can't help but just feel tired. I don't want to be doing it. Or I can't help but just go back to the same rut, right? It's gravity. And what is that gravity? It is just the path of evolution, right? As we needed to go, the genetic structure of the biomachine needed a certain kind of organizational geometry to evolve to the point that it can evolve further and now design different geometry, but it needed a foundation, right? And so now we understand what life and what time, because all, remember at its very core, we are experiencing time here. This is life is about, you know, learning to live within matter, within time. And so we're now mastering that. We're moving as consciousness, right? As frequency, and then the body's coming along. So then what's going to happen? The personality, it starts dissolving. And it's not, it doesn't have that much pull, gravitational pull on you. And you no longer are like, a useless victim to its demands, right? You see people like, fuck, man, how can I change? I can't fucking change. This shit is so heavy, this emotion or whatever it is you're going through, it's so fucking heavy. How can I move forward? And it is that pull of the personality. It's a gravitational grab. But it is losing energy. It is losing, no, energy is not the right word. It's losing attraction. Is losing power. So in science, this will be reflected in the new technologies such as plasma physics, which will shortly enable us to transcend physical gravity and bend time and space. This is actually very interesting, you know, because ultimately it's all about bending the fabric of space-time. And I am personally of the belief we already do that. You know, it's already been done, but the consciousness of the people need to raise to the point that we can properly use that. It's like having a stove and not having the common sense to don't put your hand on the burner, you know? It's like, you know, when we are ignorant, we do stupid things. And so there's things, you know, like a knife. A knife, you use it to cut, you know, your tomatoes and your cheese. Right, but you can also stab your eye, right? Or you just lift it and stab yourself in the face with a knife. You don't do that because you know that that's not what it's for. But that's what everything is in life. Everything is both a tool and a weapon. And so to truly have that available for everybody, this technology of bending space and time, which it already exists because it's already... We've been working on this plasma physics for so long, but making it available, we need to evolve past beyond this need for hydraulic despotism, right? Need for this hierarchical matrix system. And at its very core, this fear, this lack, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy of love, that fuels every single thing that runs in this system of reality, right? So it's about having the maturity to have to be able to weave this technology. And it's pretty interesting when he's talking about here physical gravity, because what is, you know, when we're talking about ascension and becoming lighter, right? You have less drag, less pull of gravity pulling you into the planet, right? When you go to outer space, there's none of that, right? There is. You know, you're going to be gravitationally pulled to something with a lot of mass. So we're talking about mass. Ultimately, what does mass generates? Gravity. And so when we have a lot of mass, in our body, mind, consciousness. I'm not talking about you. I'm saying you're fat. I'm saying you're fat in shadow. And we're all fat in shadow to a certain degree. What is it? That pool. It's mass in the unconscious. It's pooling into the drama, pooling into the shadow. That's why we have the 64 ways of looking at this thing with all the shadows, right? But it is a mass effect. It is gravity. This is really interesting. We're at some point we're going to really dive into, you know, gravity and the pool of consciousness and the biomachine and the personality on us, right? Because it's all interconnected. Everything on the macro level comes from the micro. As above, so below. As within, so without, right? Everything from the macro affects the micro. The micro affects the macro. You're looking at, clusters of galaxies, and they look like neurons of the brain, right? It's all the same thing. In fact, I have a theory that once you go further enough, it returns you back to the beginning. It's kind of like you go way out there, you know, where there's tons of, you know, macro clusters of galaxies, and they keep going on. And next thing, you are inside of a dendrite. You're inside of the brain, or even the subatomic structure. I think probably you begin entering through the quantum field. I think that's what it is. I'm kind of downloading. That's kind of what Richard was talking about. We stop thinking and we start downloading truth, certainty of something, you know, because what observation of that, you know, puts you in a parallel universe. And you're going to say, well, a bunch of fucking freaks are going to start imagining shit and going to all over the place and it's going insanity. No, because we're grounded. You know, when he's talking about this working from the solar plexus, we're no longer head tripping about shit and not paying the bills. You know? Yes, it's amazing to contemplate all this stuff. But, you know, but don't be an asshole to people in your life, right? Yeah, I like to make fun about all this stuff, but I love people profoundly. You know, I try to not, you know, if they're not ready to digest, you're not going to give them the whole chicken. You know, they'll choke. Right? So be grounded. In your body, in physicality, pay your fucking bills. You know, be aware of all these motherfuckers still operating in the shadow, unconscious, spewing shit on everybody, like, you know, the vaccines, right? Don't take that stuff. Make sure that your food is not full food with bullshit, right? Be here, and so that's why we can observe all these multidimensional possibilities. Because we haven't lost ourselves. And that's what happens a lot. And, you know, people lose their footing. When you get all airy-fairy, it's great and it's amazing. And we are shifting parallel universes every time you contemplate and accept and manifest a new timeline. But this is going to happen. This is spreading all throughout physicality and multidimensionality, all layers of reality. So it's not just physical, right? And it's very important that we do that. Otherwise, that's how you go cuckoo. So once we have technologies that harness the power of gravity, you know, note there, we already have technologies that harness the power of gravity. We can travel outside our solar system and begin to explore our galaxy and the universe. We are already doing that. It's just a matter of when everybody's going to know that it's happening. These will mark the phase in which Earth finally becomes a player in a far wider field of intelligence that we currently comprehend. We are already doing that right now. What we're talking about is widespread awareness of what's already happening. That's why it's the science of oneness. This stuff, anything you can contemplate, anywhere you can put your attention, is already happening right now. When you position your attention there now, you are there. Because something could be going on somewhere over there, but because your attention is not there, you are not there. You're here, hanging out with, you know, eating burgers, right? But your attention, when your attention goes up there, now you're there. And that whole universe opens up, right? That's why it's very important that you don't believe the bullshit of morons that come out spewing gibberish, you know, like shit up out of their mouth. And they're, oh, the end of the fucking world, there's going to be the blood moon and everything's going down. The water's going to be poison and now they're going to fucking turn us into zombies. Fear. What it's, recognize the frequency tone of everything you come in contact with. Does it sound like fear? Does it smell like fear? Then it is fucking fear. Don't follow fear. Listen. And then realize that is a reality of somebody. And somebody's going there. Going to deal with the fucking zombies. Prepare to put your, you know, your, what's it called? Your barbed wire on your bat. So you can start chopping heads. God bless them. I am not going there. God bless them. Right? Because that's what's happening when you're not grounded. Anybody comes with whatever fucking bullshit and you believe it. Oh, it's because the fucking extraterrestrials are telling you. Which extraterrestrials? There's a bunch of them all over the place. Everybody is having a different connection with a different timeline. That is where you make your decision. Where is your timeline? You choose your timeline. You want to go live with the zombies? God bless you. I'm not going there. So, yeah, so this, right, so what kind of intelligence? In the intelligence is depending where you choose to be in the intelligence of the multiverse, right? Bring your intelligence to your life so that you can have a life that it's amazing, and then that will connect you vibrationally with a timeline with extraterrestrials, if you want to call multidimensional beings that are vibrating on that cohesive, fun, awesome timeline of evolution, of expansion, of science, right? Instead of going in this weird, you know, really weird, because they're all around us, you've heard them, really weird, you know, what's it called? Wild goose chases. Wild goose chases, right? Go all the way, you know. In the next 20,000 years, you go in on that one. Who fucking knows where it took you? Right? Just like Bilbo Baggins said, you know, it's a dangerous thing out there. If you don't keep your feet, who knows where you end up going to be, right? You're going on the adventure. Keep your feet. What is your feet? Your positioning of the attention. Where do you put it? You put it there. Who's hijacking it? They're trying to hijack it all the time. And most important, the personality, because the greatest challenge that we have in life is inside of us, is our body, mind, consciousness. It's the work we have. In fact, you don't even really need to, whatever happens on the outside, it's a magnetic manifestation of what's going on already inside of you. He was talking already about that, and I totally agree with that. So all these breakthroughs are much closer. They're already here. I'm correcting this stuff. The technological foundations are laid for this completely new epoch of humanity, humanity's story, and they will be laid up in the first half of this very first century. He's right about that. This is actually when we actually, and it's not like it's already been built since the last half century, right? Or the entire last century, because we had Nikola Tesla starting at the beginning of. So all of this stuff, it's already been cooking. It's just that now we're going to be ready to let it happen, because we are ready. We're not going to put the hand on the fucking fire. We're not going to stab ourselves in the eye with a knife, right? Because you're freaking out and what's that going to happen when you are. Your attention is magnetizing reality. You're freaking out with the fucking zombies coming at you. But the fucking zombies are coming, they're coming for you because your attention is there. You shift parallel universes. Now you're hanging out with the zombies. God bless you. No, thank you. Right? But if you're centered, focused, grounded, and you're not believing anything that you don't consciously choose to believe, and you're realizing the bullshit of the world, boom, your attention, you pull your attention from that, you're sourcing some gibberish over here, and now what are you gonna, you're gonna connect that source to a completely different, beautiful, epic timeline that is layout, and now we're gonna truly understand science of geometry, right? how does the universe actually function? How epic is that? How exciting is that? Right? What is the science of oneness? Understanding the sacred geometry that underlies all of reality. And it is consciousness. It's a blueprint of consciousness. Now that is exciting. Now that is a life, a timeline, a lifetime that I want to experience. So you go live wherever you want to live. But I'm going to where it's fucking awesome, epic. Epic, awesome, glorious. All right, we've reached the end of the episode today. Podcast is every day, Monday through Sunday. If it doesn't happen one day, don't freak out. You know, it just didn't happen that day. But mostly that's our goal, Monday through Sunday. And we're having the Pioneers of the Great Awakening on Sunday. When you go to jorn.tv, that's jorn.tv. That's the homepage of the podcast. At the bottom, you'll find the Pioneers link. That'll take you to the category, the Pioneers of the Great Awakening. These are our video and audio, also audio podcast episodes where we have our guests. And these guests, they come and share the story of their journey, how they went through the darkness and they found themselves or a part of themselves that helped them got through that one, got to the other side, and now they have a gift. Because it's true, is real, because it was lived, is not head trip philosophy. They fucking lived it. And so they're beautiful people of all walks of life. They share with us. Stories are awesome because you can feel the weight of them. When you hear them, that sounds like, fuck, man, that's real. That my life is real because I lived it, right? And they have the courage to speak and say and share, you know, no philosophy, just the way that it is. And that's those are our guests there, and you can find them on jorn.tv, also on our Rumble channel. When you click on the bottom right corner of jorn.tv, there's a support link. You can see all of our social media. If you want to contact us, go to the Telegram chat room. That's the link is there, and join our community there. Any questions, any suggestions, anything you want to point there, just put it there. That's where, that's what that's for, right? You want to contact us, that's how you contact us. We also have a Telegram chat, the Telegram news. We focus on very physical stuff, you know, present, you know, day by day. You know, it's important to be aware of what's going on. Not because you're going to put your attention there, but because it gives you reference points to say, well, do I want that? Or maybe I want to change this. And then you change it. Because it comes, you get bombarded with, you know, this is what the world is. This is what is going to happen. Blah, 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 blah. You're like, fuck that. You know, fuck this too. And you say, no, okay, well, you know, I choose this. And when you make that decision, you shift to another parallel universe. Because your attention is there because you're no longer afraid. The world could be falling apart around you, but you're walking on water, baby, right? Because you're focused, and you focus, and that focus puts you, you know, you might need to go through whatever it is, you know, but you might need to move to another state or to another country in order to, whatever it is. But that is why we're not fluffy, whatever, you know, hippies, you know, you look at life, what is happening. And then you make decisions, organic, physical decisions. Well, when I inject me in my, you know, work with this, whatever the fuck it is, who knows what it is. I quit my job. End of story. Why? Because I don't trust that thing. You see what I'm saying? You need to be aware of all this stuff. We don't put our head underneath the soil like the ostrich, right? But you don't let it control your life. You don't let all of this choices, because that's what they are, choices of timelines, you know, they're constantly being offered to you. Would you like a little bit of pain and suffering with your past at the night? No, thank you very much. I like joy and fulfillment here with my, you know, whatever it is I'm eating, sacred geometry, my sacred geometry cake. How about that one? I want a sacred geometry cake with a lot of, you know, what's it called? A lot of frosting with a little bit of one with a lot of oneness of frosting on that one. Thank you very much. But yeah, all of that information is there. We got an X and a Rumble, and And if you want help with your work here, what you're doing here, everything here is on the podcast for free on Jorn.tv and on all podcast app out there. If you actually want a soundboard and take it another level, and you need that, you feel you want that, you can check out our coaching programs. We help you understand the hologenetic profile. Check that activation sequence call. And we have a very specific coaching program called Life Design. Help you become the main character of your life. Stop changing for everybody. Be who you are. Connect with that inner drive, right? So that you become an active protagonist of your life instead of a passive bag of bones and water that gets just pushed around by the plot. Well, this is what's true now. Okay, I guess I'm going to believe it. Fuck that. What do you choose? What do you choose? And then you stick to that. And I'm talking you, not the personality. Because this is a very, very important difference. You know, when we say, oh, well, you are going to force reality because that's what I'm going to do. That's the personality. But when you come in contact with your heart and allow that natural connection to the flow of direction to guide you, that's what I'm talking about, right? It's organic and it's powerful and it's subtle and it's beautiful and it lifts you up and your light shines out. Where you go, you lift out. Those who can't handle it, they get away from you, right? It's not forcing. It's not pushing. It's not making it my way. So it's very important to know that difference. That's why I always keep saying, you know, the difference is very important. Who we are and what the personality is. All the time. Where's your attention? Where's your attention? Where's your attention? Right? So all of that is there. We have a specific coaching program for people stuck in the dark night of the soul. It's not really a coaching. It's more like helping you move through a very specific, if you're ready. Not everybody's ready for that one. So you can check it out. We'll see. And then we have a coaching program for coaches. If you want to learn how to use podcasting effortlessly and create massive amounts of content without, you know, being overwhelmed by the amount of work that it requires when it's not properly and efficiently done. And most important, how to tap into your state of flow so that it's organic and it's beautiful and you're having fun and connecting specifically to the people that connect to your frequency. And these are the people that will come, we become your clients because they can't get enough of you because you're connecting, you're speaking their language. And you're going to be off service of the right people instead of trying to juggle a bunch of different people all over the place that, you know, you're not the right match for them, right? This is for all types of coaches, life coaches, spiritual coaches, you know, scuba diving coaches, coaches of Photoshop, Bitcoin coaches, I don't care. But it's how to put up a podcast, both audio and video. So all of that stuff is there on the bottom right corner of Jorn.tv. Click on that support button and learn more about it right there. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Epifanio, and this is Planet Homemaking Podcast. And I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.